வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of July, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Another big telescope. How many miles you can see?
You can see millions of miles.
Huh?
You can see millions of miles.
How many millions?
You can see light years away.
Huh?
Many, many, many millions of miles. The big ones.
Mm-hmm. You can see 4 billion?
4 billion?
Maybe not 4 billion.
Then it is important. The radius, what is called? Radius?
Diameter.
Huh? Diameter. Diameter. It's 4 billion miles. Anyway.
One universe.
Huh? One universe. This is the smallest.
Smallest.
Four-headed Brahma. All universe has taken together, that is 1/4 energy. And 3/4 energy is spiritual world. Ekangshena sthitu jagat. One part. Asat koti jojan. One jojan equal to 8 miles. And 1 koti means 10 million. So, 50 into 8, 200 into 10 into 10 million. Calculated 4 billion. How many millions make a billion?
1,000.
Is situated in the middle from the circumference. 2 billion up and down. And the moon is situated above the sun 1,600,000 miles. How they can go to the moon?
They think the moon is closer than the sun.
They may think, but we are thinking in this way. Who is right?
We are right. The Vedas.
Yeah. Thinking is right because they could not go to the moon. They say they went, but actually they could not. Now they are disappointed. Hmm.
He had some question whether Lord Nityananda ever took sannyas.
Hmm? No.
He
took the sannyas as Brahmacharya. Philosophy is the ultimate. Vedanta philosophy. And Bhagavata is the commentary on the Vedanta philosophy. Are in theory. Where from he begins?
He begins in the ocean.
Hmm?
He says that some fish-type animal climbed out of the ocean and began to breathe the air.
And where from the ocean came? Huh?
On the planet there was great turbulence and the oceans were stirring.
And then there was some lightning charge.
What from the lightning came? And what from the ocean came? Where is philosophy? This is speculation.
It all began from a primeval explosion.
Then same question, where from the explosion came?
They say that explosion began at time zero.
Huh?
Time zero.
Time zero.
Time began then. Time zero. And they say that if you ask the question, what was before that, that's not a logical, sensible question.
Why?
They say it's a question that should not even be asked.
No, then you are a rascal. You are beginning from zero. How you can begin from zero?
Everything comes from nothing.
Huh?
That means that everything comes from nothing.
That is not clear.
They say it all originates from a giant mass of primordial matter.
And then same comes, where from the matter comes.
They say it's an accident.
That is another nonsense. Another rascal now. Where is the accident? Nothing is accident. Everything is cause and effect. We say that in the beginning there was God. Our word of God in Bible, they say. So God was there and God's word was there. That is the beginning, our beginning. Janmatrasya jataha aham eva asam agre and Bhagavad Gita aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. This is our philosophy. Everything begins from God. Now you can say where from God came. But that is God. God existing is not caused by any other cause. It is the original cause. Anadi, adi. He has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everything. This is conception of God. Anadi, adi, Govinda. That adi is Govinda. Person. Krishna. Krishna says, aham adihi devana. We find from the history, Brahma is the beginning. He is Deva, one of the demigods. Krishna says, aham adihi devana. He is the cause of Brahma. So this is our philosophy. We don't begin from zero or accident. This is not our philosophy.
Darwin never tried to understand the...
No, he admitted that he speculated. Yeah. He's not a philosopher, he's a speculator. He has admitted that it is my speculation. I think like this.
He started his speculation from the creation of life. He didn't...
Anyway, speculation is not science, but philosophy. We don't admit. No hypothesis.
They call the Vedas speculation. They say the Upanishads is speculation.
No, not speculation. Huh? This Upanishad, Isha Vasam Idam Sarvam. Everything beginning from Isha. Where is speculation?
They say that the Vedas are written by men, so they are imperfect.
No, you are less than a dog. It is written by man, that's all right. But you are less than a dog. You have no reason, no right. What is your philosophy? What is the value of your speculation?
You say
we,
that
we don't say it is written by man. Apaurasya. They may say whatever they want. We don't. If somebody says, your father's name is that, and I know my father's name, what you are, you're other, you're not other. To say, what is my father's name? I know where you are. It is their suggestion like that. Your father's name is this. We don't say that my father's name is this. Is that a very good suggestion? You don't know anything of my family. I say that your father's name is this. Is it not another rascal? You do not know anything about my family. And you say that your father's name is this. What is this logic? You cannot say what is my father. You do not know about my family.
Darwin's whole theory rests on the fact that, the speculation, that he can show bones. They take these bones and these evidences, archaeological.
Anyway, it is not possible that he has seen all the bones. That is not possible. Because taking it that he has studied by seeing the bones, but I can say very easily that it is not possible for a person like you to see all the bones. That is my challenge. How you can say that you have seen all the bones?
They will say that...
You say millions and millions of years ago, you lived for 50 years, how you have seen all the bones? That is imperfect. You are a limited person. How it is possible that you have seen all the bones? What do they answer?
They say they haven't found all the bones, but what they found is conclusive evidence.
But then you cannot do that. If you have seen all the bones, then you can conclude. You say some of the missing. Then how it is fact? You did not see it.
Just this year they found a skull that was millions of years older than any human skull they found before.
That's how life is. But still, you cannot say that you have seen all these skulls.
No.
That is not possible. Vedic culture do not keep skulls. They burn it. Therefore, there is no opportunity for you to see the Vedic culture. Then you become defective. Because you cannot see the skulls of Vedic culture, we burn it. Therefore, your conclusion is defective.
So the only bones they find are the bones of the seventh class
men? Of the monkey class men. That's all. Therefore, you conclude that man comes from monkey. That is it. Human being, Vedic culture, they burn it. So they had no opportunity to see the human being's skull. The monkeys, they do not burn. So he has seen only the monkey's skull. And his conclusion is, man is from monkey.
Actually, they're certainly interested in bones. This is the activity of the dog.
Yes, it smells. So it is dog philosophy. From the very beginning, when I was a student, I did not believe this darling. But he, one after another, chronologically, as Darwin says, skulls. It is not possible at all. For any single man, it is not possible.
8,400,000 species.
Yes. Has he gone down the water? Then, what is the simplest speculation?
Factual scientific study would mean to study all 8,400,000 species.
Yes, that is scientific study. But that is not perfect. Therefore, your theory is always imperfect. Because you cannot say that I've studied. You simply guess there is some gap, millions of years. This is not study. Huh?
They say even there's a missing link. A part that they cannot explain. So they admit.
That is not science.
It's the most important part, too.
Huh?
It's the most important part.
Therefore, you say they are rascals. And rascals will believe.
Once you said the missing link was your foot in their face.
Oh. Seek also, it is admitted that inductive logic is imperfect. Deductive logic is perfect. Logic means growth upon path, parampara. Shruti. Vedic language, Shruti. Shruti pramana. Pramana means evidence. And Shruti means Ved. Pratyaksha anuman, Shruti. Pratyaksha means direct. Direct evidence. And anuman, hypothesis. That is Darwin's theory. Something like that. And Shruti, Vedic. Out of these three kinds of evidences, Shruti Praman is accepted as supreme. Neither anuman nor pratyaksha. Pratyaksha, you are seeing the sky, but you cannot say the length and breadth. You cannot see. You are seeing daily. If you say, I have got this telescope, but that is imperfect, and how you can see with your eyes directly, direct sense perception. Hypothesis, anuman, guessing, that is also not perfect. And Shruti, we take Shruti from the perfect person, Krishna. He says, aham eva vasam agre. Before the creation, I was there. That's it.
But in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that in the beginning of creation, he sent forth generations of men along with demigods. So the bones that they have found are those... I said, the bones they have found so far.
Oh.
Of the men that were living so many thousands of years ago.
But they are not demigods.
No. But where are the bones? Where are those living entities now? Where are they gone?
Well, you can go to the heart-mind system and try to see the bones of the demigods. Besides that, according to our Shastra, when Brahma dies, then everything is finished. So you have no chance to see. Where is your chance? Because everything will be finished, you will be finished, everything finished with the death of Brahma. So we cannot study Brahma's bond. Just like taste of potash cyanide. As soon as you taste, you are finished. So we cannot say what is the taste.
But the bones of those people that they found, where are their bodies now? Have they gone to somewhere?
Well, you might have found in your country, but that is not final, that you have seen all the bones. He is now dead. Now, nowadays they are finding new bones. So how he studies perfect. He's now dead and gone.
Actually, they're finding bones now, they claim, are... That challenges theory. They're much older than what he ever thought. So they have to change all the calculations.
So many bones, they should draw the conclusion that the big problem is death.
That is impossible, sir. You lick up your bones. But you have to die. You have to lay down your bone now.
The Veda culture was superior. Veda culture was a superior culture. Hmm. How come man gave up the Veda culture to take the materialistic life?
No one has given up. You are taking up. No one has given up.
was 5,000 years ago.
That's all right. Otherwise, how you are getting if it was given up? How you are getting now? It was not given up. Who says it was given up?
Well, America is founded on a materialistic society.
America may say, but if it was given up, then how you are getting now?
Now Americans are taking it up?
Yes. How it is given up?
They'll say that it became dormant. Not that many people liked it
anymore. Not dormant. It is coming. It is coming. We have not lost it. It may be that few people know it, but it is not lost. It is not that missing bone. It is not like that.
They say like in Chicago they're so prosperous but they don't worship Krishna. They say they're so prosperous here in Chicago but they don't worship Krishna.
And
here in Chicago there's so many big buildings and there's so much money.
The building, what will do with building? You have to leave the building and go to hell. What are you doing for that? So long, 50 years you can leak up the building. Then after all you'll be thrown into the hell. Then what you are going to do about that? If you cannot stay in the building, then what is the use of constructing it? Suppose you construct one building here, and policemen, now you cannot stay here. You still construct building?
They say they live for 60 years, so enjoy it while they can.
But that is foolishness. And you are making dung, dung, very solid. But you are not going to leave. You're dung, dung, that's all. This is called foolishness.
I think there was one great personality, I forget his name, he was going to live as long as how many millions of years as he had hairs in his head. Huh? That story?
The story of the man who was on the beach.
Lomharsam.
Yes.
Lomharsam Muni was standing on the beach and was chanting. So Narad Muni was flashing. Then why don't you make a cottage here? Just, how long is that? His life was, when one hair will fall, one Brahma will die. And Hindus say, all the hairs when will die, fall, all the Brahmas will die. Then he'll die. And he was thinking, actually there is a plan.
Who is that, Lomharsam Muni?
Lomharsam. Basic principle of Vedic civilization. They did not, Vasudeva, such a learned scholar, you are sitting in a cottage. Lord Shiva, such a big powerful, and the whole material energy, Parvati, is his wife, is sitting under a tree.
Therefore, sannyasi is always moving around, Srila Prabhupada?
Yes. Vairagya. That is required. That is civilization. Vairagya and Jnana. Jnana Vairagya. Knowledge and renunciation of detachment. This is the goal of human life. Because he is attached to this material world, he has to take birth after birth, birth after birth. So, to save this botheration, one has to be detached. This is the basic principle of Vedic civilization. Jnana Vairagya. And detachment is possible when one is in full knowledge, jnana. And this bhakti yoga process is detachment. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. So it is a civilization of detachment, not attachment.
That detachment is a form of wealth for the renounced order.
Yeah, that is the gain of human life. Arthadam. This is meaning. Artha means meaning. Artha dham. Dullamang manasang janma. Tadapi adurvam artha dham. This human life, form of life, is very, very rare. So one can say, you will also die like a centaur. How it is there, rare. Now yes, adurvam arthamam. Although it is temporary, it will not stay, but you can have meaning of life. Adurvam arthamam. Everything is there.
Materialistic people say that when they see someone in a detached position, they say he's impoverished. They're so confused that they conclude the opposite.
Impoverished?
Impoverished means they're poor.
What is the poor? What you are rich? You are all day working day and night and you are not working, getting our prasadam. I am poverty stricken or you are poverty? You rascal, whole day we are working.
For a dry biscuit.
Like an ass. And we are getting, sitting, chanting Hare Krishna and getting our food. So you are poverty stricken or I am poverty?
A poverty stricken man has to work very hard.
Yes.
But they'll say, well,
they will say, first of all, you see, you try to understand. That this rascal is working day and night 24 hours for getting his food. And we are simply chanting Hare Krishna and getting our food. So he is poverty stricken or I am poverty.
That means we're the rich man.
Yeah, I am the rich man.
Rich man doesn't have to work.
Yeah, that is rich man. That is the explanation given by Marshall, a great economist. He says that unless one is obliged to work, nobody will work. That is his economic impetus. So the family affection gives impetus to work. He has to maintain the family. That is, he says, that is the beginning of economic development. Marshall fears. When there is attachment on account of Krishna, that is detachment. He is attached to everything, but not for his personal self. You are spending lakhs of rupees for constructing a temple, but you are not interested to construct a house, a skyscraper building. No, we are not interested. That is detached. We give up prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vasuna. No, no, you don't touch money. Why? The money can be utilized for constructing a nice temple for Krishna. Why you shall say, you don't touch money? Yes? Give me as much money as you got. Therefore, you will find in India very, very big, big, costly temple, not skyscraper building. That is the sign. If any man had any money, he will spend it for Krishna, not for his personality. Personally, he will be satisfied in the cottage. That is India's civilization. He will find in South India, one temple is more than a fort, bigger. It is impossible to construct such temple nowadays. Still you will find in Vrindavan that broken Govindaji's temple. If you construct such temple, even crores and crores of rupees will not be. That was done by Maharaj Mansingh. But you don't find any palace of Mansingh. He could have constructed a palace there. No, he did not do. But for Govindaji, he spent so much money. There is no such thing, attachment, detachment. We must know that everything belongs to Krishna. And we are servants of Krishna. This knowledge is required. That is Krishna consciousness. And when we understand that everything is belonging to Krishna, then the next sense is why not everything be used for this? Bone theory, studying the bone.
I think you've broken the bone theory.